Oh, to be in England by H.E. Bates.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31b. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. As Pop Larkin loaded the last pieces of junk into his newly painted yellow and scarlet pickup, all the essence of the fine June morning seemed to pour down like dreamy honey from thick boughs of oak flower, gold-green against a sky of purest blue, unblemished, except for a few floating white doves of cloud. It was a moment when he felt it was good to be alive. You could fairly hear the grass growing. All the air was brilliant with birdsong, and further up the road, on a little rise, a field thick with buttercups shone brighter than a bank of sovereigns.
"Well, I think that's a lot, Lady Violet. Quite sure you're satisfied?"
"Oh, absolutely, Mr. Larkin, absolutely.
Because now's the time to say if you ain't. I wouldn't be fair."
"Oh, you've been more than fair, Mr. Larkin, more than fair, I assure you. The offer I had from two men from London was far, far less."
"Never trust blokes from London," Pop said quite sternly. "Never trust Londoners, not at no price."
Lady Violet stood with a kind of hungry frailty in the sunshine, rather like a small brownish moth wearing gold-rimmed spectacles. Soft wisps of sepia whiskers grew about her face, giving it a curious downy charm. Pop took a cigar from his breast pocket and started to pierce the end.